Greetings of the day. Here, Vaishali of class plus one welcome you all in our school podcast, Words, Birds. And I make you note down that this is our episode number 39. We have come far and miles to go. This time, theme of our podcast is overcoming depression. Depression is a major disorder and serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think and how you act. Fortunately, it is also treatable. Depression causes feelings of sadness or a loss of interest in activity you once enjoyed. It can lead to a variety of emotional and physical problems and can decrease your ability to function at work and at home. Depression can occur at any time, but on average, first appears during the late teens to the mid-20s. We might not make a mistake to think that depression and sadness are the same. Like the death of a person, loss of a job, or ending of a relationship are difficult experiences for a person to endure. It is normal that we felt sad. Those experiencing loss often might describe themselves as being depressed. But being sad is not the same as having depression. Depression can affect anyone, even a person who appears to live in a relatively ideal circumstance. Several factors can play a role in depression. Biochemistry. Difference in certain chemicals in the brain may contribute to the symptoms of depression. Genetics. Depression can run in families. For example, if one identical twins have depression, the other has 70% of chances having the illness sometimes in their life. Personality. People with low self-esteem who are easily overwhelmed by stress. Environmental factor. Continuous exposure to violence, neglect, abuse, or poverty may make some people more vulnerable to the depression. Now let's know how to overcome depression. The first thing you should know about overcoming depression is that it is possible. Your choice matters and can make an impact on the course of your illness. Lifestyle changes. Sometimes making some changes to your lifestyle can help you to improve your depression. Exercise. There is evidence that exercise can lead to improvement in mild to moderate depression. Try to at least do yoga, meditation for at least 15 to 20 minutes regular in morning. Make time for fun. Talk therapy, positive self-talk. By maintaining sleep schedule, it is necessary to take at least 6 to 7 hours sleeps at right duration in night. It helps to maintain your mood swings. Start a day by a healthy meal. At last, just focus on what you have and be grateful. I would end up with a beautiful lines: our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Thank you so much.
Greetings of the day. I, Preeti of class 10th, would like to share an article with you all written by Adam Gasley in 2018 in magazine called Medium. Traits of Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder, ADHD, depression, anxiety, and dementia are rising and present a hazard to humanity. The rise in dementia is expected. It reflects the growing numbers of the elderly. More worrisome is the epidemic of attention and emotional disorders in the young. The education and medical professions are well placed to address this crisis. But before they do, they must address 5 institutional incompetencies. Inadequate assessments. Making no assessment or using outdated or imprecise test instruments for diagnosis. Poor targeting. Prescribing generic treatment plans that don't remedy specific problematic behavior. Lack of personalization. Issuing standardized doses of medication based on large clinical trials rather than on individual need. Siloed practices. Thus, making complementary interdisciplinary treatment unavailable. Open-loop systems, failing to get the necessary feedback to enable continual adjustments in treatment for optimal benefit. even if an individual's cognition problems do not result in a medication diagnosis, subclinical deficits in attention, emotional regulation, and memory have been found to confer a real risk. Many labs and businesses are already pursuing digital medicine and digital education, which could use non-invasive, affordable, safe, and accessible technology to address these inadequacies. Imagine a video game that uses accelerometers, voice recognition, heart rate monitors, eye motion trackers, and brain imaging to sense human movement, brain activity, performance, and emotions. The program would provide a personalized diagnosis and targeted interventions, which may include long-known cognitive enhancers such as exercise, time in nature, meditation, good sleep hygiene, and increased socialization. The program may also include more time with the video game, which adjusts its difficulty level and rewards with real-time feedback, essentially using the brain's natural neural plasticity to maintain and enhance cognitive abilities throughout a person's lifetime. Eventually, artificial intelligence and virtual reality could play a role. Technology has already enhanced physical health, and it could enhance mental health too.
Greetings of the day. I am Anpreet of class 10th. Would like to share an article called How to Be Better at Stress by Tara Parker, published in 2017 in New York Times. Stress comes in many forms. A tough day at work, paying the bills, and dealing with difficult family situation, not to mention the cascade of political strife and terrorism filling the daily news. But that doesn't mean stress has to run your life. Try these strategies to help you cope with stress and even leverage it to make you stronger. Take control. Learn to view the psychological effects of stress, a rise in heart rate, blood pressure, and respiration positively as signs that your body is ready to respond to a challenge. A Harvard study showed that associating stress with strength improved performance under pressure. In another study, subjects who believed stress harmed their health were more likely to die early. Practice stress. Rather than avoiding stress, try stress inoculation. Approach stressful situation by researching what's involved and practicing each of the steps ahead of time. With practice, your body should adapt its stress response and become more resilient. Exercise. Physical movement provides an outlet for stress, takes your mind off any worries, and primes the body. Done regularly, even minor amount, improves the mental health. Some studies have shown moderate weight training to be particularly good at releasing endorphins. Mind. Meditation, breathing, exercise, and mindfulness gives the mind a chance to rest. Keep a daily journal of your thoughts, feelings, and experiences to help you find meaning in stress. Recognize personal progress and find solution to problems. Food. Under long-term stress, the body releases cortisol, which increases hunger. Comfort eating calms this response in the shorter term, but repeated over time, it leads to more problems. As an antidote to stress eating, try mindful eating, using all your senses to enjoy a meal slowly. Support and relationships. Studies show that those with high resilience ask for help and that people feel more capable when they have the support of a friend. Giving support to others can be just as important as receiving it, if not more so. Touching and being touched relax the brain, making it feel like you do not have to manage difficult feelings alone. Contact with animals can also reduce stress hormones and increase endorphins.
Greetings of the day. Today I, Ruchi Tiwari from class 11D, would like to review this knowledge-enhancing book by Tony Bates called Understanding and Overcoming Depression. What is depression? People often say that they are depressed. Everyone feels down now and then, especially after suffering from a stressful experience.
People usually go through a period of mourning and then recover with the support of family and friends. Grieving over the loss of a loved one, although heartbreaking, is different from clinical depression. The following traits characterize clinical depression: an unrelenting sad mood, problems in concentrating or remembering things, loss of interest in activities that you once embraced and enjoyed, difficulty in sleeping, and changes in appetite. Depression is a thief that steals from people, robbing them of energy, vitality, self-esteem, and any pleasure that they might previously have enjoyed. People suffering from depression feel isolated and often withdraw from friends and family. They also feel terrible about themselves and believe that life will never be good again. Most people suffering from depression exhibit symptoms in the way they think, feel, behave, and in their physical state. These symptoms are interrelated. The areas of concern include thoughts. For depressed people, thoughts are enemies, characterized by a constant stream of self-criticism, hopelessness, and negativity. Feelings, fear, guilt, anxiety, and loss of confidence are common manifestations of depression. Physical symptoms, sleep disruptions, and changes in appetite. Behavior, people might seem irritable, inattentive, and lethargic. They might also use drugs and alcohol in an attempt to medicate the pain of depression. People experience depression in different ways. Some people suffer from dysthymia, a low-level form of depression lasting for a long period. Dysthymia often goes unnoticed. The terms bipolar or manic depression refer to a pattern of mood swings from elation and hyperactivity to severe depression. Depression has been called the common cold of psychiatry. Only 1 out of 10 people who become depressed seek help professionally. The 3 main factors that contribute to depression are negative early life experiences, rigid rules for living, and stressful social pressures. You develop your self-esteem image during your childhood. An unresponsive or abusive parent, a parent's harsh controlling behavior or a lack of affection can prevent a child from developing a positive image. The trauma from a bad experience, such as the loss of a parent, can cause depression later in life if the child does not receive proper care and attention at the time of the event. People develop rules for living as a means of controlling their lives. However, if these rules are extremely rigid, a perceived mistake can bring on depression. For example, if your rigid rule for living is to feel good about myself, I must make sure I'm liked by other people, then you'll feel successful only when you feel well-liked. But when you don't feel liked, you lose self-confidence and become vulnerable to depression. Social factors that cause stress include poor housing, low income, feelings of isolation, and unsupported single parenting. However, research shows that if you have been close to one friend to lean on during rough times, you are 4 times less likely to experience depression than someone who does not have this support. Many studies indicate that biological changes in the brain cause depression. These changes can be genetic or evolutionary. The genetic theory suggests that people are more genetically sensitive to depression. The evolutionary theory states that the brain reacts to certain stimuli in specific ways. When biological factors cause depression, doctors can prescribe specific medications to counteract the resulting neurochemical imbalances. This feeling of hopelessness is defeating. However, if you are the victim of this feeling, you can take steps to overcome it. Instead of becoming overwhelmed by the enormity of your problems, break them down into actionable steps. Take one small step at a time and focus on getting that one thing done. Keep your expectations modest so that you are likely to be successful. Try to think about things that made you happy in the past and imagine having them in your life again. Lastly, foster the thought that you are a worthy human being and do not deserve to be in pain. The majority of experts agree that the combination of medication and psychotherapy is the most effective strategy for overcoming depression. Counseling offers a space where you can be listened to with respect and explore ways to help you find your way through the darkness. As one patient wrote, I would like to say to anyone who feels as I felt that there is hope. You are as good as anything, anybody else, and the only one to whom you have to prove is yourself. So get whatever helps you. Recovery from depression is a journey rather than a destination. The road to recovery does not run in a straight line. At times, you might suffer setbacks. Remember your past successes. Understand that no one is happy all the time. Take action whenever possible. Police your thoughts and be aware of negative patterns. Talk openly with those whom you can trust. Don't take the blame for all the problems in the world. Make taking care of yourself and make yourself a priority. Thank you.
Greetings of the day. Today, I, Geetika Mahajan, is going to recite a poem on title, Depression is a Shadow Living Inside Me. It is not a disease, it is not an illness. It isn't a choice, it isn't a sickness. It is a mind, it is that feeling of pity. It is that insecurity, it is that loneliness. It is being neglected, it is being forced away. It is not easy to deal with. It requires a lot of courage. It is that emptiness in a crowded room, that corner silence in a gossip room, the fear to go wrong, the fear to be unable to fit in, being forced to fake smiles to say that you are okay when you are not. Sometimes all we need is a talk, a hello from a right person, a smile from your closest ones, a pat for your hard work, a shoulder to rely upon, and a person to be thankful to. All you need is search for the right person, family, friends, teachers, anyone. So my dear students, it is completely fine to talk to a therapist, counselor when you are feeling low. Just stay happy and keep smiling. Thank you.
Greetings of the day. This is Kamna Sharma. Today, I am going to discuss about a very frequent question that depressive episode is featured by a set of symptoms that typically lasts for a few months. Seasonal depression or sad usually extends throughout the winter months and continues to improve during spring and summer. Bipolar disorder is featured as ups and downs, though these phases may change rapidly and slowly. Bipolar depression may last until an effective treatment is found. Dysthymia, commonly referred to as a persistent depressive disorder, is a mild and sometimes less recognizable form of depression. This lasts for 2 years or more in adults. It disrupts quality of life and may lead to depression if left untreated. Thank you. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Greetings of the day. This is Shubham Dev Lama. Let's talk about a question that goes around frequently. Do children get depression? I believe yes, children are subject to the same factors that cause depression in adults. These include a change in physical health, life event, hereditary, inheritance, environment, and chemical disturbance in the brain. It is estimated that 2.5% of the children in the US suffer from depression. In adolescence, it is estimated to be 4 to 8%. Depression in children is different from the normal blues and everyday emotions that are typical in the children of various ages. Children who are depressed experience changes in their behavior that are persistent and disruptive to the normal lifestyle, usually interfering with relationships with friends, schoolwork, special interests, and family life. It may also occur at the same time or by hidden attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, as we usually call it ADHD, or obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. It could even be under the conduct disorder, CD.